We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the Sooner Sports Network, from Learfield, this is the Riverwind Casino Coach's Corner, presented by Riverwind Casino, still the one. Also brought to you in part by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports. This is the Riverwind Casino Coach's Corner. Now, here are your hosts, Chris Plank and Gabe Eichert.
Final Coach's Corner of 2022. Welcome inside the Coach's Corner presented by Riverwind along with Gabe Eichert. I'm Chris Plank, and we're pumped to be joined by Joe John Finley, tight ends coach for the Sooners. The beard is awesome.
Yeah, it's back. It's getting cold outside.
Had to bring it back. It is. It wasn't too bad, though, down there on Saturday night, was it?
Not too bad. Not as cold as West Virginia was with all rain and everything. It wasn't bad at all.
It's a whole other conversation.
Before we talk about what happened on the field, I thought from an atmosphere standpoint, the lights, the music, that's as good as it's been around here in a long time. I know it was a night game that had something to do with it, man, but that was a lot of fun on Saturday night.
It was, man. I thought when I walked out of the locker room the first time, it was, you could just feel something different in the air. I think part of that has to do with, you know, what happened last year and trying to get some payback and other parts, just our guys were excited to play, and the fans were excited to see them play. So it was a lot of fun.
You spent a lot of time on the road recruiting. You talked to a lot of great offensive players across the country. How does that resonate with them when they see a crowd for a team that, I mean, I think it's fair to say 5-5 going in wasn't the expectation or the standard, but to see a crowd still showing up like they do, you look across the country, you're not seeing that.
That's right.
At other places.
You see College Station?
Yeah. I mean, I was trying to be a little bit more vague about but
we can talk about it. There's nothing wrong. That place was empty.
But it has to resonate with those guys whenever they see that kind of crowd.
It does. I think just the whole atmosphere and then watching the passion that our guys played with. You see it around the country. This point in the year, some teams are kind of falling apart, and our team is steadily getting better in different aspects. We haven't put it all together at all times, but you can see week to week, you know, different aspects of our team getting better. And that's when you see that, you know, the culture is right. And that's credit to Coach Venables and how he's leading the football team. And our guys are bought in 100%. And it's good to have guys that are coming here that are also bought in. And they can see that this is Oklahoma football. It's a down year a little bit, but the passion is still there. And especially the fans are, are still showing up and pulling for our guys, and that's what's it makes it easy for our guys to play with passion whenever the crowd's like that. So appreciate those guys.
Looking at the offense, let's talk about the first quarter before we talk about the rest of it. Is that was that kind of the glimpse of everything this offense can be when, especially with the defense, what they were doing from a field position standpoint, forcing turnovers, giving you guys the ball in advantageous spots, but it just seemed like everything was clicking in that first quarter.
It was, man. It was like you said, it's a weird game. You know, I've never been a part of a game where you have 300 yards in one quarter and then kind of fall off. But it was exactly what this offense could be: up tempo, you know, making plays down the field in the passing game, touches on the edge, and running the ball as well. You see EG right there making people miss, which, man, that really sparks the crowd. You know what I mean? And that gives our guys a shot of adrenaline. And man, that was a great play by Drake there as well. Just everybody making plays and doing their job, and that's what happens.
And just in watching this, you did this. Daniel Parker didn't play last night, but you felt like Braden Willis, even after, you know, his fumble, you felt like he just really did a nice job of trying to overcome that, right? And being the Braden Willis we'd seen all season long. Even without Daniel Parker in there in some of those two tight end sets, it felt like Braden Willis really stepped up as that game progressed.
He did, and that's no surprise at all.
Braden.
You know, that's what he does. He's a professional. Should have put the ball in his outside arm so he could use his weapon. And I said, hey, man, you know what they're going to do now, so next time jump over him. And sure enough, the very next play, he catches it and jumps over the guy. And again, the crowd loves that. Gets everybody back going. And I did not hesitate. I didn't even get mad at Braden. I said, hey, man, next play. You know what it is. Can't do that, but let's go play the next. We've got a long game ahead of us. And he did. He played well.
I thought the fumble was interesting because obviously corner goes low. And it was almost that Braden was upset with him for going so low, so he just tried to hit him as hard as he could, and the ball just kind of – Muhammad just kind of put his shoulder on the ball as a result of Braden's aggressiveness almost, which it was, if you're going to fumble, at least inflict some pain on the other guy.
That's
when
right.
You fumble.
Yeah, he was definitely looking to run straight through his face, which was what we talked about.
Down.
And so when he did that, he just got the ball a little bit low, and the guy went lower because he was going to cut him and came out. So that's what happens sometimes. You know, you're not going to go an entire season without having a fumble on an offense. And so he responded. That's what I was looking for, just make sure he responded. And all the guys around him, I mean, he had all of our best players coming up to him, telling him, hey, man, long game, we got to go. Here he is about to jump over somebody,
Ooh.
Which is always a crowd favorite right there.
We had a chance to talk to him a little bit post-game, and he had a cut from his podcast that kind of went viral about being – part of the foundation and knowing that, listen, we're not winning a championship this year, but in two or three years when this program does, he's going to look back and feel a part of that. How important is it to have guys like that, Joe John? You've been here for a minute, but in the same vein, it's all new. To see guys that have sacrificed like he has and committed themselves, how big is that for the future of this program?
It's everything. You know, he sets the example not only for my room, but for all the young guys on the football team, because he does everything right. And just the maturity level that he has right now is special for everybody to see. You know, he's had good numbers. He could have bigger numbers and obviously wants to have a bigger role in what we're doing. But he's done a great job leading this football team, and he's worked on that. You know, it's not natural for him to get up in front of everybody. He's more of a lead by example type of guy, but he understands that he needs to put himself out there in front of the team, in front of the offense when things are going good, but when things aren't going right, you know, we need that guy to step up, and he's done a great job with that, and that's what we've asked him to do, and it's going to benefit him for the rest of his life just learning those leadership skills.
Now, the first quarter was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Place was rocking. Everyone was happy, and then you mentioned how weird of a game it was. Just couldn't find that rhythm again. Now, moved the ball well in the second quarter, but
right.
Some turnovers, you know, prevent you from putting some points on the board, but What were the main issues after you guys were able to go back and review the tape in that second through fourth quarter? Why couldn't the team find their rhythm again offensively?
Man, it's just football is the ultimate team game. And, you know, when you have a great first quarter like that, it's not easy to stay at that level. And then once you slow down a little bit, it's trying to find ways to get it back. And we never got a chance to get it back. And that's on coaches and players alike. You know, you go back and look at it, it's never as good as you think it is, never as bad as you think it is. And we're one block away, one catch away. You know, if we have a couple drops that you know, it's kind of like a penalty, man. You lose that down, you don't get any distance. And so it makes it, you put yourself in harder third down situations. And they're a great third down football team going into it. We knew that. And we just didn't execute like we needed to.
And then, of course, that leads into that conversation about tempo. And in that second half, the idea of complementary football. This offense is what it is. But in those situations, Joe John, how do you get your guys to still play with an edge but maybe be a little bit more deliberate about things when you've got a lead like that?
Oh, there's all different things you can do. Biggest thing you can do is get a first down, you know. And so our guys know that. And that's just each player owning up, each coach owning up, getting better at all the little things, because it's not like we ran a whole bunch of different plays. You know,
right.
It's just different things that happened that prevented us from – and we talk about, you know, third down is such a big down, but – what are you doing on first and second down to put yourself in manageable third downs? And our guys understand that, how it all works together, and trying to play complementary football to help the defense stay off the field so they don't have to play so many plays. But that's why football is a team game, man. That's defense stepped up, had a great performance, and we got the dub.
That's what's most important. And before we go to break, I did want to say Jay Valai is coming up next, so we know he's going to be fired up. But how cool was it? And again, I know you're grinding, you're working with your guys over there, but to see the defense put an effort and a performance like that, they had a great first half last week against West Virginia, but, you know, Mountaineers had some success in the second half. When you see the team's defense do that, how rewarding, how cool, how fun was that to see on Saturday?
Very fun. I see them work every single day. You know, we go against each other all the time, but I hear the defensive meetings, the team meetings, how Coach Venables talks to them, and how proud of them that they are. And again, it hadn't been the best year defensively, but like I said earlier, those guys have gotten better and better and better. And you see guys like Danny Stutzman and David Uwebu, man, steadily getting better. And it's fun to watch those guys because of how much work they put into it.
I'm going to talk a lot about Braden Willis and that future, that tight end room coming up, plus preview Texas Tech inside the Coach's Corner. It's hanging out with Joe John Finley. It's presented by Riverwind. Stick around. Coach's Corner, brought to you by Pizza Hut, home of the Boomer Book It program. By Bud Light. Bud Light, it's for the fans. Riverwind Casino, still the one. By Taco Maya, fresh ingredients built to order. And by Dr. Tim Shannon and Dr. Mark Revels at Orthodontics exclusively, who are proud to present the junior captain of the game. For info on how your child can take the field with the Sooners and team captains, go to orthoexc.com.
Fowler Auto Group is proud to be a part of your community, where our passion and values lie far beyond the show. We believe that families, sports, art, and culture are at the heart of every thriving community. And it's important to us that we help build the communities that our dealerships call home. Stop by any of our 6 Oklahoma dealerships to see the Fowler standard hard at work. We pride ourselves on being friendly, helpful, honest, and fair. That is what drives us every day. Fowler Auto Group, a proud partner of OU Athletics.
The best place to stay hot this November is at Riverwind.
With so many ways to win on over 2,800 of your favorite games.
With some of the best dining and drink options around.
It's easy to see why we're OKC's number one casino.
It's time to come to Riverwind.
We didn't set out just to make great coffee. We set out to make something that would bring out the best in people. Whether it's the start of someone's day, the middle,
let's break, give us this day,
or the end. If what we could bring to the table could bring out the best in others, well, who wouldn't want to share a cup of that? Community Coffee, strong as our roots.
I was diagnosed with a very aggressive form of prostate cancer. Being a physician, it was quite a shock. Curiously, my doctor in San Francisco says, but why are you coming to see me in San Francisco? The top prostate cancer urologist in the whole world is right there in Oklahoma City. It had not been for the care I received, that I probably wouldn't be alive today.
What's going on over here? Oh, big celebration. Cheers, everybody. Celebrating too. She must have done something good. Pigs in a blanket. Dude night. Bro night. Dude, bro.
Hi. Can I get another beer?
Oh, yeah.
Good food, good drinks, good people. Celebrate the good. Pub W.
I look busy.
At OG&E, we energize communities. That means more than electricity. It means investing in the neighborhoods where we live, play, and raise our families. We support our teachers and schools through donations to meet their needs. And we volunteer over 10,000 hours annually through partnerships with United Way, Habitat for Humanity, and other critical organizations. Wherever the need is greatest, we lend our energy. Because at OG&E, we energize life.
For over 60 years, Mathis Brothers has proudly served Oklahoma with the largest furniture selection at the lowest prices every day. Now we're changing to serve you better. Introducing Mathis Home, a proud sponsor of Oklahoma Athletics. Honored to carry on a tradition of excellence in partnership with the University of Oklahoma. We're committed to providing the best shopping experience and the best value to every customer. Come see why we're your furniture leader at Mathis Home.
Coach's Corner is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports. By Chick-fil-A. Hey, Sooner fans, when you download the Chick-fil-A app and order, you can start earning points towards delicious rewards. By Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality. Final segment with Joe John Finley as we look back at Bedlam and get you ready for Texas Tech. Coach, I feel like we've asked this the previous two times, so why not a third time? Second time around with Jeff Lebby and being able to coach with him again and some familiar faces for you. You came in with a solid understanding of this offense. How have you seen that progress throughout the season within the staff, and also the fun for you to coach again with Coach Lebby?
Man, he's my best friend, so after every game we're going to hang out, and so that's always fun, our kids and everybody, best friends. And so it's been great, man. You can see the offense gets more and more comfortable with how we do things. You know, the first week you walk in, game plan, and everybody's like, okay, this is what this is, and now they walk in and it's comfortable. Okay, we got this. So it's been a lot of fun, and just being in the meeting room with those guys, you know, Coach Lebby likes to have a great time. You know, he never forgets football is supposed to be fun, and that's kind of that goes over to our players and our coaches, and so we have a great time out there at practice, and it makes it fun to come into work and for those guys to come into the locker room and have great days.
Winning is also fun.
It is.
Winning is fun, and you know, not only you beat Oklahoma State, you beat your in-state rival, that's always a big deal, right, but also got you guys bowl eligible. You got a bunch of young guys in your room that I know you're really excited about, but how important is it for those guys to get those bowl practices?
Very important, man. It's like an extra spring ball. You know, you get about 15 practices, and those guys really, you put the full pads on and go at it again. You know how it is, and that's invaluable, man. And just being able to stick around, stay in football for an extra 2 or 3 weeks is just as important. You know, you're always talking, teaching, you can get back to the fundamentals, and it's a big time advantage for those guys.
Especially with some of the young guys, right? And you look and listen, we're going to talk about Braden Willis, we'll talk a little bit about, you know, that tight end room, but you look at some of the young guys, Helms, Llewellyn, and Jason's been out there on special teams quite a bit. I mean, can we say enough about how big that, 15 practice slate is for those guys?
Can't, man. I was telling him, you know, Jason Llewellyn was the most improved football player on the entire football team from the first spring practice to fall camp. And that's just getting used to it, getting used to the speed, and also having a full summer with Smitty and those guys. It's been great to have them. They've had no choice but to stay with the offense. You know, they didn't have to do scout team because, you know, we got four tight ends. They all have to be ready.
Right.
And so anytime you can get hands-on action, hands-on work with those guys and just continue to make them better, it's just like having an extra spring ball.
Now, before we dive into Texas Tech, it is Thanksgiving week. Mm-hmm. How does that change your guys' schedule? Are there any adjustments that are made so that guys could possibly spend time with their families if they're able to come in town? Like, how's that all worked for you guys this week?
Yeah, we'll change it. They have school today and tomorrow, and then Wednesday through Friday they don't have school, and so we'll move up a little bit. It puts a little more pressure on the coaches to get things done a little faster, but. You know, have a practice, and guys that live close can go home and have Thanksgiving with their family, and guys that don't live close, they'll either go with their friends or they can come over to my house and have dinner. And so it's great. They get some extra time to watch tape, too, when you don't have to go to class. You can get a little extra study time in.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be nice. It's like, hey, coming over for Thanksgiving dinner. Got a little extra tape we can watch too.
Not at your house.
Listen, Braden Willis. I feel like that we talk about him a lot. I don't feel like we can talk about him enough.
Right.
Whenever it comes to it, we've seen the growth as a leader, but on the field, where have you seen his biggest growth so far this season?
Everywhere. Talk about leadership, but just the techniques that we get to work and get a little bit more individual time because we use those guys so much in the run game. And so I think if you watch him block at all, he's dominating. You know, he's physical, but his technique has gotten a lot better. And he came back to, you know, improve his stock, and I think he's accomplished that. I think he's going to have a chance to go play at the next level and do a great job there because, you know, he starts on two special teams. He could start on four if we would let him, and he would do it. But, you know, you put him in the shield on punt team, that's the most trusted people on your football team because that's you get a punt blocked, you're not going to win the game most of the time. And then he's in the backside of the kickoff return, which we've had a good year there too. So,
you know, and speaking of that, Teddy talks about it a lot. Gabe talks about it a lot. It's an underrated thing, but you're good on special teams. NFL scouts find you. And so from a Braden Willis perspective, he goes out and does that. But he's been doing that most of his career, right?
That's right. That's the motto in the NFL. The more you can do, you know, the more value you can create for yourself all over the football field. A guy like him that, you know, he's probably not going to be a first-round draft pick, but those tight ends in that league, if you're going to be the second, third, or fourth tight end, you got to be a big-time special teams player. And you got to be a tough guy. You got to be a team player. So he checks all the boxes there, and I look forward to him having a really good career.
Yeah, and I look forward to him getting the opportunity like at the Senior Bowl, and then mm-hmm. I think we all know old weight room really, he's gonna kill the combine. He's gonna put up some good numbers, so I think his stock's only gonna continue to go up and up. Now, Lubbock at night,
mm-hmm.
that's always fun.
That's right.
So how do you get your guys prepared for that atmosphere y'all are walking into on Saturday?
A lot of times we'll show a video, you know, just, you know, a lot of Texas Tech videos where they show their atmosphere and stuff like that. So they get a feel for it. And then we have a lot of football coaches on our staff that have been there. You know, a lot of our football team is new, like 40% of our guys did not play here before this year. Wow. And so we've really focused on getting guys ready for what they're about to walk into. And so, like I said, we'll show the videos and more than anything, in our position rooms, guys that have played there talk about the frozen tortillas, the batteries that'll be thrown at you.
Head on a swivel.
Got to keep your helmet on.
Keep your helmet on.
And be ready for some not-so-kind remarks from the stands.
It's definitely a place where verbal assaults. I got hit with a football from the chain gang that was playing catch on the sideline before the game. I'm just gonna. They were playing catch. Ding me in the head. It's like sorry, and just went on about their thing. Fans throwing stuff. If I had a helmet, I'd wear it on the sideline Saturday.
I'm sure that was an accident. Too,
yeah, like I think they did it on purpose.
Didn't see you, man. Didn't see you.
All right, we got our We got our Academy Sports and Outdoor text question to wrap things up for Joe John Finley before we get out of here. This is a good one. Joe John, tight end recruiting needs and wants. Braden Willis is graduating. Is the portal even a possibility?
Man, we always, everything's open for us. You know, we got two seniors graduating, and now we got two freshmen that have played. Always open to an experienced guy that can come in here and have an immediate impact. But it doesn't have to be the transfer portal. We're looking for the best available. You know, we got two young guys that we think will be ready to play at a high level next year. And so that gives us a little freedom as far as what we want to do in the portal or you know, maybe getting another high school guy.
Yeah, and as you said about Jason Llewellyn, most improved guy, and we didn't mention Kane Helms, but it's a pretty good leader to learn for him, isn't it, with Braden Willis there setting that example?
Absolutely. Every single day he comes in, he's the same guy. And if they're not on point, all I got to do is point to him, and he's usually on them before I am because he knows he was in their shoes, you know, and I use him all the time for, like, even our young receivers, man. Like, tell him what it looks like to be a true football, a true professional, a true Sooner, and what you expect from him and what you learned throughout your career here because you've been here a while. So you got a chance to learn from
you're
a lot
old.
Of good
ones.
That's right. That's
good
right.
Stuff. Hey, best of luck in Lubbock. Have a great Thanksgiving with the family, Joe.
Appreciate
John.
It. Y'all too.
He's Sooner legend Joe John Finley. We'll come back with Jay Vali next inside the Coach's Corner presented by Riverwind. Coach's Corner is brought to you in part by our cornerstone partners, OU Health, Fowler Auto Group, OG&E, Coca-Cola, and Anheuser-Busch.
Jimmy Austin OU Golf Club, where we encourage you to shop and golf like a champion.
Hey, I'm Matt, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit is the freshly baked, flaky, buttery biscuit. When I take a bite, it's kind of like, you know, crispy, soft, crispy. Crispy outside, soft interior, crispy chicken. There's really nothing like it.
Hey, I'm Alexa, and the little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit is the chicken itself. It is more than scrumptious. It is more than delicious. It is scrumptiddlyumptious. I know that's not a real word, but I love it.
For nearly 20 years, you've trusted Air Comfort Solutions with all your AC needs. Now you can rely on our licensed staff of plumbers, too. Right now, you can see our expert plumbers in action with $50 off any plumbing repair. Or let us clean any of your drains for $129. Call us today at 405-721-3740 or visit aircomfortsolutions.net. Air Comfort Solutions, where service is in the air.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Walden Cleaners has three generations of knowledge that ensure the highest in quality detergents and cleaning methods are used, along with the most advanced equipment. Walden Cleaners is the oldest family-owned business in Norman, providing the highest quality garment care for 88 years. Check out our website, waldencleaners.com, and learn about our free home or office pickup and delivery service. Walden Cleaners, where the difference is quality.
The new season just dropped. Enter the Big Dinner Box from Pizza Hut. Two pizzas, breadsticks, and wings all in one box. You'll run out of episodes before you run out of food. The Big Dinner Box, only from Pizza Hut. No one out pizzas the Hut.
Pizza Hut's stuffed crust is the crust that made crust good. Topped and stuffed with over a half pound of cheese. What are you so afraid of? Loving it? Original stuffed crust, only from Pizza Hut. No one out pizzas the Hut.
For over 131 years, the University of Oklahoma has been making an impact. It is a legacy of excellence, a legacy defined by courage and determination, a legacy of champions, both on and off the field. And we're not done yet. From big wins to bigger discoveries, we're advancing Oklahoma, the nation, and the world. Because at the University of Oklahoma, we change lives.
The best place to stay hot this November is at Riverwind.
With so many ways to win on over 2,800 of your favorite games.
With some of the best dining and drink options around.
It's easy to see why we're OKC's number one casino.
It's time to come to Riverwind.
This segment is brought to you by Community Coffee. Family-owned Community Coffee. The official brewed coffee of OU Athletics. Taste the difference family makes.
Jay Valai is in the house. Let's talk some defense after the Sooners win over Oklahoma State in Bedlam. It's the Coach's Corner presented by Riverwind. He's Gabe Plank. Congratulations, Coach. What an overall performance from the defense when you look back at it. What'd you see? What kind of stood out?
I think preparation first and foremost. We always talk about practice happens equal game reality, and guys were preparing like it was game seven, playoff mindset. You know it's Bedlam. You know the intensity and the passion that's got to be put behind it and put into it. I think those are the biggest details for us. But being really detailed in our game plan and guys really learning and growing within the system. And I was talking to guys before the game too. You know, the players make the plays come alive. So having that mentality, not just to do your job, but do your job with violence, or make the interception, or make the PBU. You got to be convicted in your beliefs on the football field, but it all starts with your PEMDAS, like I've always said, your order of operations, your call alignment stance, key responsibility, and just doing with the mindset and mentality to destroy, which is everything.
Now, before we dive into what happened on the field, it was your first Bedlam.
Bedlam.
What'd you think? Atmosphere was good. Crowd was into it. It was a lot of fun, right?
Yeah, the juice was great. I've been in some crazy rivalry games before, you know, like last year, obviously Auburn, Alabama, and then you get, you know, Texas OU, and then you get this as well, too. It's awesome, man. And you know, I love the hate. The hate is real. You know, walk on that field, you know, don't like the orange. They're looking at you. You're looking at them. And, you know, it's game time. I loved it. I loved it.
You know, we were talking about this with Joe John. It was a big weekend on the recruiting side of things. And I know we can't, you know, get into specifics. But whenever you have a crowd like that, in a season, 5-5, not what anyone 100%. Wanted, but to still have that type of environment, that's got to be pretty special and impactful, right?
Yeah, it's building, man. I mean, you really see the impact of the crowd and paint the picture. I always tell those guys, you know, be like Bob Ross, you know, and paint the picture to those guys. They'll call themselves Black Bob Ross sometimes, but it's okay. You got to paint the picture. But paint the picture for those guys in detail of where we're going. And sometimes, you know, you got to go farther to go further. I think J.P. Losman always says that. It always sticks in my mind of just the growth and the maturation through everything. I mean, I've been through this before when I was at Georgia our first year. You know, we came in like this and we came, you know, end up 8-5. And we played in the Liberty Bowl, first TCU, then went to the Natty the next year. So to me, it's about constant growth and sticking with your beliefs and your conviction about how you grow on a daily basis too.
Looking at how the defense played as a whole, did everything just come together on Saturday? Has that been Was that something you knew this group was capable of, and it finally just all came together for them?
Yeah, I think consistency is the biggest key, but continuous growth. I mean, you've seen the last couple of weeks, guys are growing and getting better and better and better, and I think confidence comes along with that. And like I said, guys, you got to be able to weaponize your emotions on the football field, too. You can't just be out there being a guy. You know, dudes play with emotion, dudes play with passion, dudes play with physicality, and you don't just make the play, but you emphasize when you make the play and how you perform. But, you know, guys, they weren't hungry, they weren't starving, they were malnourished, and getting to the ball and playing fast. And you know, so that's got to be your mindset. You know, we're not happy with where we're at, you know what I mean? And complacency is a disease. So, you know, I think guys have a different mindset, and, you know, I pour that through my room, and we pour through the whole entire defense as well, too, with V and roofing the whole nine. So, yes, sir.
On the TV side of things, we were watching a cut-up of all of the interceptions, and most recently the Billy Bowman pick where he identified a guy that was free and yep. came over and made a play. But I want to talk about one of the guys that was making a play that's not one of your dudes, Jonah Lu'ulu. I thought he was going to get in.
Yeah.
And he got a score there.
He's got a score come there, on, man.
I got major issues with this. One, Woody should have been blocking instead right. of celebrating that, him and Billy chest bumping. That should happen. Two, Jonah, if you're a big man, you're 2 yards. How many opportunities as a big man do you get to get
that's
it in?
That's what I'm saying,
like,
man.
I'm staying inbounds. I'm scoring at all costs. I get a point of desperation to score at that point. So I cooked him for about 10 minutes when he's walking around yesterday. Just had to let him know my feelings about that. But it's great to see guys having that atmosphere, that party around the football. And you know, but Jonah's got a score. But I love the fact he got his first pick like that, too.
Now, we always talk about the defense making an offense one-dimensional.
100%.
Right? And that's exactly what you guys were able to accomplish in Bedlam. They weren't running it well coming into the game. They ran it even worse against you guys. But how much easier does that make defense as a whole? Not just for your corners and the nickels, but just for the entire defense.
You know, we came to it, you know, thinking they're going to run the ball more than they actually did. And
oh, you didn't see Spencer Sanders throwing it 67 times?
No, not maybe 64, not 67. But, you know, but hey, it's okay. You know, he came in the game confident. It was talking all week, and you tell he wanted to be Superman that game, so let's go. Like, moment of truth, like, what you want to do? I showed my guys a clip on Rewind of that, you know, him talking and, you know, how nonchalant he was about us, which is good, too. You know, I think you take that. I like cooking up, taking things as disrespect for fuel, and he wants to throw the ball 64, 67 times. Make him earn it, you know. Let's go play ball. So whatever they're doing, we're going to be prepared for it and go play fast. And every time you get your opportunity to be on a football field, you got to take it personal, so. Love it.
Let's start talking about some of those guys. And one that has been pressed a couple last weeks, or C.J. Colden.
Yep.
And obviously, Jaden Davis went through pregame warm-ups, wasn't quite ready yet. C.J. seemed like he was out there about every single snap.
Yeah.
He's getting better every single time he gets on the field.
Once again, the thing I love about C.J. is he doesn't take his time for granted. You know what I mean? He's up here watching extra film, take care of his body, being a pro. You know, he came in, you know, he'll be the first one to say this, too. You know, at first when he came in, he was like, old dog, you know, new tricks, can't really, you know. But then, you know, he humbled himself and had the mindset, like, I'm going to grow. I'm here to grow and get better. And you can see this continuous growth as throughout the whole entire season and his mindset and how much he loves the game, because he's going to be a coach after the game. I always told him he's going to be a coach, and he knows that. He's laughing about it. But his growth, his want-to, and his love and his passion for the game has been infectious in that room. And he's a great example for not making excuses, just get better. Like, he wasn't handed anything. You know, came from Wyoming as a starter, and, you know, some people think he should be handed a job, but he wasn't handed nothing. He had to go earn it and take it, and he's done a great job. So, I mean, I love his story. I love who he is, and his growth has been, you know, awesome. Him and Woody right there co-signing each other, playing aggressive, talking to each other, talking a little noise on the field. Like play with some emotion, man. Play with fire. That's who you are. Pour it out. So he's been fantastic.
Now, I have trouble keeping track of all this. Does he have another year? Does Colden have another year?
We all trying to figure it out. You got to use your calculations. It's visible. Like, you ever seen Minority Report? He's like, this.
Exactly.
But I don't know what CJ's plan is going further. I just know one thing. He's ready for Tech, and he's going to go out there and pour it out again. And like I said, him and Woody will be out there playing fast and playing aggressive, and getting Jaden back is going to be good. And young boy Gentry's been working his tail out and getting faster and better. You know, guys like Kenai Walker will be back there as well, too, getting better. So it's good we're coming together right now. But once again, you know, we ain't where we want to be. I know that much. You know, we want to be, you know, a dominant force out there on a weekly basis. And you can only get that by work. So
I will say this. The one note that was passed along to us is a lot of guys went to the senior day ceremony, so it doesn't necessarily mean they won't be back.
No.
Right? They've got a decision process to go through.
I'm going
to
cry twice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right? They want to get that second football, another hug with mom whenever it's over, too, so they'll do whatever it takes if necessary.
100%. Yep.
All right, when we come back, let's talk a little bit about Woody, who's had a really nice season. Let's talk about some of your youngsters, and let's get ready for Texas Tech. Plus, we'll get your Academy Sports and Outdoor question inside the Coach's Corner for Jay Belay, presented by Riverwind.
Love it.
November is at Riverwind.
With so many ways to win on over 2,800 of your favorite games.
With some of the best dining and drink options around.
It's easy to see why we're OKC's number one casino.
It's time to come to Riverwind.
For nearly 20 years, you trusted Air Comfort Solutions with all your AC needs. Now you can rely on our licensed staff of plumbers, too. Right now, you can see our expert plumbers in action with $50 off any plumbing repair. Or let us clean any of your drains for $129. Call us today at 405-721-3740 or visit aircomfortsolutions.net. Air Comfort Solutions, where service is in the air.
For you, life seemed to stand still this year. Except for the pain in your knee. When you can't do what you love to do, it's time to take care of it. If you've put off the joint replacement you need this year, now is the time. Mercy's experts are ready to safely replace your knee so you can live without pain. Get back to what you love because life's too short to wait. To learn more, visit mercy.net/OU Knee Guide.
And capable. That's professional grade.
This is what you've trained for. Sun up to sun down. And at the end of the day, all that hard work pays off. Because when you put forth the effort, the drive, the dedication, you become unstoppable. And that, my friends, is what it's all about. Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Norman is driven to serve.
I'm Teddy Lehman, and as a former linebacker, I know how important takeaways are on the field. Takeaways can change the game at any time and are instrumental in winning. Now, thanks to Flogistics Takeaways for Tops partnership, takeaways are also game changers off the field. For every takeaway by the Sooners in Norman this year, Flogistics is donating $1,500 to the Children's Hospital at OU Medicine for Pediatric Care. With nearly 50,000 already donated, turnovers are now making a difference on and off the field.
There are a great many things that can be found on the road. The giant blue whale in central Oklahoma. Musicians in search of that perfect melody. You'll even discover the center of the universe. You'll find stories of lives led, challenges met, and men who race pigeons. They're all out there waiting to be discovered. All you have to do is follow the road. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Coach's Corner is brought to you in part by the Varsity Network and SiriusXM. We want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for an affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside of the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either SiriusXM Radio or download the Varsity Network app and listen for free. Log on to Soonersports.com/kids for information about joining the Sooner Junior Kids Club, presented by OG&E and brought to you in part by Orthodontics exclusively, Mathis Brothers, and Devon Energy. Jay Velias with it. It was kind of cool. We were seeing the shots as we were coming back on the TV side of the crowd, and I don't know if video captures it as well as maybe it should, but everything with the lights,
oh man,
was pretty fantastic. And I know you would just come out whenever the lights went down for the intro video,
yeah.
And seeing Justin Broyles taking it all in. Every little, as Coach V says, everything matters. How you do anything is how you do everything. So to see that experience for the fans, and obviously for the players and the coaches, it gets pretty fired up, doesn't it?
The ambience, right?
Yeah.
It's really nice. I love the fire and the energy. And you know, it's like going to a restaurant. What do you order first when you go to a restaurant? What do you order?
Well, I mean, appetizer.
So that was the appetizer, right?
That's it. Booze.
Yeah. D, all the above. All the above. No, but it was an appetizer. You know, yeah. You get out there, get everybody going, get it cooking. You know, not too many extra breads, but, you know, you get the good appetizer going,
right.
Maybe a nice little beverage on the side, and you get going. It's a good way to start it off. It was a great way to start the night, too, get the fire going. Helped us in the first quarter. I know that much. That fire was going lit, so.
It was one heck of a first quarter. And Woody Washington, we've talked to you a lot this season about his progression as a player.
Yep.
Had some more big plays on Saturday night. Just what are you seeing from zero, man?
His mindset, man. I mean, like I said, you talk about a guy who's gone, you know, from spring to now, his steady growth and understanding situational football, playing aggressive, not just being a guy, but being a dude, you know, playing with a lot more violence. I think he was a good tackler, but he wasn't a violent tackler. He wasn't running to the smoke, and he's become a guy who's been running to the smoke, making PBUs, and just being aggressive and assertive and leading that room, you know. And he feels himself, too. You see him playing with a lot more confidence and conviction, everything he does as well, too. So, I mean, I love Woody and what he does and his mindset and being a student of the game has been really good. And that had a good ghost PI call on him as well. So, it's all good.
Terrible. I know you can't say it. We want to keep that bank account whole.
I said good technique.
It was a terrible pass interference call. That's clinic tape.
It's all good, though. But you know what? All you can do is tell a guy to be in the right position and do his job. And that's what Woody's been doing on a daily basis. And like I said, he played a lot of plays in that game, too. So, but Woody, steady as they come. And like I said, his level of 1-2 and grit has been great to have.
Yeah. And again, I feel like it's kind of a layup question. But where have you seen him improve the most? We've seen his versatility. He's done some safety. But seems more physical as a tackler.
Yeah, way more his physicality. Like I said, you know, I don't want a football, you know, I don't want a corner who plays football. I want a football player that plays corner. So having that mindset of being a guy who's going to tackle and being physical, you got to have that, you know. When you press play, it should show who you are. And if you're not running to the smoke, that word that all football players hate being called, especially the S, called soft, shows up on tape. So I think guys going with that mindset of playing with violence and playing aggressive and being assertive, you've seen that. And then once again, pre-snap, formational recognition, understanding your keys, seeing your divider rules, and, you know, having a higher level of FBI, his football intelligence has been great to see.
Now, it sounds like you're excited about the progression of the guys in the room. Anybody more physical than you yet?
No, still praying for him. You know,
that's a recall. The last time,
that's right, exactly.
Total recall.
Total recall.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, great movie, but I'm gonna go away.
But okay, in one of the young guys, you mentioned Gentry Williams earlier, Tulsa guy, Booker T. Washington grad. Starting to see 24 out there a little bit more.
Yep.
What's the next step in Gentry's progression?
Same thing. I think the biggest thing for Gentry, he, like you told him, being a student of the game. I mean, it all means something to him. Being on the field, you see everybody going crazy on the sideline. He's just following Woody and CJ around and JD and just. What can I do more? What notes can I add? All right, what is he saying to him? He wants to hear it. And, you know, he's become a guy who's more than an athlete. Once again, he's a football player. And you just see his physicality getting better, his footwork. He's become more efficient in and out of his transitions and really be able to key his keys and deliberate faster in coverage as well, too, has been really good. So, like I said, his potential is going to be, you know, it's amazing as it is right now. But once again, his level of 1-2 is everything. And I love being around that kid on a daily basis. You recruit your champions, you also recruit your issues and your problems as well, too, right? And there's no doubt in my mind who he is. So
I like him. I think he's fun. Speaking of a guy who's had a great season, Jaden Davis, now, unfortunately, we haven't seen him for a couple of weeks. Yeah. He's been a little bit dinged up, but still involved. That's one thing I dig, and Gabe and I being down there on the sidelines, when you see an injured player who's there in the huddle and they're helping out, that's a big deal. But on the field, he had really taken another step.
He playing a lot more confident. I think the biggest thing is he wasn't playing not to make a mistake.
Right.
You know, and guys who do that are just going to be safety valves, and you're not going to make any plays, and you're just going to be out there and just be floating around. I mean, we all come to play football, being aggressive and just keying your keys and playing fast and playing assertive, and he's done that a lot better too. And those two, especially in room, Woody and him, from a football intelligence standpoint, and leading the guys to having higher levels of football intelligence, you know, flip to the boundary, back off sets a bunch, eight route, understanding stuff like that, and pre-snap communication has been really good.
Lubbock Ignite is always an adventure.
It is.
And I know you have some history. Yeah. I know you have some history with Joey McGuire as well. How excited are you for this opportunity, for the players? You know, one more go-round here in the regular season.
Man, every day you get opportunity to put those 10 toes down, cleats in the ground, college football, Lubbock, night game, energy, atmosphere, going against Coach McGuire, who beat in high school, Colleyville Heritage versus Cedar Hill. And he's always been a good friend of mine as well, too, really good guy as well, too. And I just can't wait to go and fight in that atmosphere, man. And we got a lot to fight for here as well, too. It's going to be a big-time game for us.
Hey, speaking of atmospheres, I hate to – another total recall. Go back to Saturday night. But – in that fourth quarter, we saw something in those timeouts in the defensive huddles. There was some juice.
Oh, yeah.
There were some guys that were jumping around. There was some energy.
That's how you act when you play well.
Is that what it is? I mean, because that was awesome.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's fun.
You want to get on the field.
You know what? It's we always talk about culture and really seeing the culture. It should be in the DNA, right?
Right.
And whatever's going on in the game, you shouldn't flinch. And those situations, you want to be on the field. And seeing that from our guys – like I always tell people the story, like last year when at Bama we played Auburn, and it was up and down like that. But the guys in the huddle were like looking at each other like, let's go. Like, let's go. I can't wait to get back. Let's go. I want to get out there right now. And seeing our guys like that, that's when you know you can be, you know, go from good to great to elite, or, you know, having that mindset of whatever happens, let's go. I'm ready to throw hands. I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to pour it out. And having guys their mindset like that, I mean, it was great. I mean, seeing young guys, even guys you don't hear speak a lot like Cole. Cole coming up and start talking crazy to the guys and getting them going. I'm like, I love seeing that. Like, you got to pour that out, big boy, every play, you know. And using very PG words only.
I got you. I'm joking. Exactly.
Liar.
Jokes. Fifth. Please, fifth. No, I'm playing. But, but you got to be yourself, right?
Right.
You know, in this world, people don't know how smart you are when you talk or how fast you are when you run, but people can really quote. Can really figure out very quickly if you're fake or not.
Right.
And when you articulate yourself in a certain way, you're really pouring it out, guys feel it, and that culture builds up, and that 212, like Coach V always says, just starts pouring out.
We only got a minute for Academy Sports and Outdoor Twitter question, and it's a really good one.
There we go.
About zone defenses, and how do you go about coaching and teaching the zone concepts, but also keeping guys aggressive? Because as fans, I think sometimes they see the zone as being a little bit soft. Can we break that down in a minute?
100%.
Okay.
1 minute, go. Well, it depends if you're in a man-match principle, like a Ripley's principle, where you're matched through unless you get a fast three and then become zoned out, right? Which is generous talking ball talk. But really, as a corner seeing it, you got to have your eyes on to it, right? Obviously, you got to be as deep as the deepest in your third. Let's say we're playing cover three. It's a 2-1 vision. 2 deletes, your eyes go back to 1, then you can squeeze it because you only have 1 threat. So just really making the quarterback have to pat that ball and pre-snap looks and make take the onus off the OC, who's the real quarterback in modern-day football, right? It's dad ball. It's really checking like this, right? Where do I throw the ball? And just your pre-snap looks and your pressures, whether they're simulated or it's a 5 or 6-man pressure, I think those things work together to paint the picture of what you want, a.k.a. Bob Ross.
Love it.
So,
love
thank
it.
You. You're good question. Good
thanks,
question.
Thanks, Jay. We'll see you guys.
Oh, and zone can turn into man.
There 100%. You go. That's a whole other segment.
That's
we're out of time.
That's a lot of the corner.
We're 100%. Out of time. We're out of time. We got to wrap it up next inside the Coach's Corner. Thanks, Coach.
I need to try it first.
When did posing replace eating?
At Taco Mayo, we don't know what foodstagramming is, but we know all about value. On our classic value menu, we've got Mayo favorites at throwback prices every day. Crispy tacos, potato locos, mouth-watering bean burritos, and more. Want to pose with your food? Go to Paris. Want to eat it? Head to the Mayo. The classic value menu from Taco Mayo. Not for posers.
Hi, I'm Coach Venables, the head football coach at the University of Oklahoma. With approximately 700 Oklahomans waiting for a life-saving transplant, I encourage everyone across the state to make the important decision to be an organ, eye, and tissue donor. So check your driver's license for the little red heart. If it's not there, visit lifeshareok.org and join the registry today. I have the little red heart. Do you?
To stay hot this November is at Riverwind.
With so many ways to win on over 2,800 of your favorite games.
With some of the best dining and drink options around.
It's easy to see why we're OKC's number one casino.
It's time to come to Riverwind.
Oklahoma Athletics is proud to announce our Community Cornerstone Partnership with Valorado Group, OG&E, OU Health, and Coca-Cola. With their support and partnership, we have been able to increase STEM education opportunities to Oklahoma public schools, donate over 1,500 pounds of school supplies and food to Oklahoma families, and have raised over $50,000 for the OU Children's Hospital. We are thankful for their continued commitment to support Oklahoma communities through this partnership.
For over 60 years, Mathis Brothers has proudly served Oklahoma with the largest furniture selection at the lowest prices every day. Now we're changing to serve you better. Introducing Mathis Home, a proud sponsor of Oklahoma Athletics. Honored to carry on a tradition of excellence in partnership with the University of Oklahoma. We're committed to providing the best shopping experience and the best value to every customer. Come see why we're your furniture leader at Mathis Home.
The Trails Golf Club in Norman provides a friendly, casual golf experience for the entire family. The beautifully designed 18-hole championship course offers outstanding conditions, where new friendships begin and family relationships are strengthened. Play a great course that challenges and rewards all handicaps. Enjoy themed dining and social events. Programs and lessons from PGA professionals are available for all ages and skill levels. Call 405-360-1920.
The new season just dropped. Enter the Big Dinner Box from Pizza Hut. Two pizzas, breadsticks, and wings all in one box. You'll run out of episodes before you run out of food. The Big Dinner Box, only from Pizza Hut. No one outbeats the Hut.
Pizza Hut stuffed crust is the crust that made crust good. Topped and stuffed with over a half pound of cheese. What are you so afraid of? Loving it? Original stuffed crust, only from Pizza Hut. No one outpizzas the Hut.
I need to try it first.
Subscribe to the Sooner Sports Podcast today. Go to Soonersports.com/podcast or search Sooner Sports Podcast wherever you consume podcasts. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate and Riverwind Casino. OU's 2022 football games are available on Exodus 96.5 FM in Oklahoma City and 101.5 FM El Patron in Tulsa, as well as on those stations' websites. Each OU Spanish broadcast will feature a 30-minute pregame show and a 15-minute postgame show. We're off to Lubbock, Saturday night, Oklahoma and Texas Tech. So Eichert's Intel is always here on the Coach's Corner, which is presented by Riverwind. Eichert's Intel brought to you by Orthodontics exclusively. Texas Tech has been a team this season, Gabe. They've had some highs, but man, they've had some really low lows. They're coming off a good win on Saturday night, though.
Yep, and now they're bowl eligible, which right. I actually like that bowl eligibility for the Red Raiders is not on the line here on Saturday night. Some interesting things, though, about this football team. Number one,
their best player is not going to play. Tyree Wilson, their outside linebacker, who a lot of people think is going to be a first-round draft pick in the next NFL draft, is out with a foot injury. He will not play in the game, which is unfortunate, but it's good news
right.
for Oklahoma and what they want to do offensively, that their best football player is not going to be on the field. And then the Texas Tech quarterback situation is an interesting one. You look at the three guys that they have had play quarterback for them this year, Baron Morton, Donovan Smith, and Tyler Shuck. It's been the Tyler Shuck show the last couple of weeks, and he's played pretty well. And this was a guy that started the season as the starter for the Red Raiders, went out with a shoulder collarbone injury, and now is back and is using his legs pretty well, which I did not see coming. But going to be a lot of energy in that stadium. Going to be a wild atmosphere on a Saturday night in Lubbock. Should be a lot of fun for the Sooners.
Yeah, let's remember Joey McGuire, whenever he first took that job, talked about beating Oklahoma in the season finale and then going to build their brand new end zone facility. So
I believe it was, we're going to beat Oklahoma and then knock down the end zone. Something like that.
Yeah, I think that's
which Joey does not. He is a guy that does not lack juice.
No.
When it comes to some of the things he's got to say. But I think it's been a really successful year one for him in Lubbock. I've been impressed with how they've played. They've been a little difficult to figure out, but they've put together now a nice year one under Joey McGuire.
That's what you need. Help build that foundation, get some dubs, get the fans excited, get the money flowing in for a big facility project they've got going on. So it'll be a challenge on Saturday night, 6:30 kick in Lubbock. I did want to take a moment to thank all of our crew, because this is our final Coach's Corner scheduled for 2022 with the Sooners wrapping up their season on Saturday night. Thanks to our producer, first year for Jared Thomas. He was outstanding. Appreciate Philip Lyons. He was our director and TD. On EBS was Herman Baez and Tyler Adams. Liz Hunt, great job on graphics. And here in studio, Jamie Meyer, never missed a broadcast.
Yeah.
Well done, Jamie. We'll see you guys Saturday night in Lubbock. Gabe and I will be on the Sooner Radio Network at 4:30 for the pregame show. Until then, have a great Thanksgiving and Boomer Sooner, everybody.
On the Sooner Sports Network. From Learfield, this has been the Riverwind Casino Coach's Corner, presented by Riverwind Casino, still the one. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Sooner Sports Network.